Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Taylor Swift lawsuit has been settled, hasn't it?
Yeah, this is really big news for Taylor. There's actually a couple of big Taylor Swift stories this morning for you Swifties. This lawsuit over the song Shake It Off has been going on for 3-4 years, something like that. And yesterday, Taylor Swift and her attorneys came to terms with the people who said that she ripped that song off, that she ripped off the lines, "Player's gonna play, haters gonna hate." A group called 3LW had a song out called "Player's Gonna Play" back in 2001, and they say that Taylor borrowed those lyrics from her. She always denied it and said that she wrote the lyrics all on her own, but they did come to a settlement yesterday. Trial was supposed to start next month. All of that has been dropped. They have not announced any settlement terms. Neither side is commenting on all that, but that is now in Taylor Swift history. And if you were among those people affected by that big Ticketmaster debacle trying to get tickets to see T-Swift, you may have another chance. A bunch of people who signed up for the Ticketmaster Verified Fan presale but couldn't buy tickets when the computers crashed and everything shut down with what Ticketmaster was calling unprecedented ticket demand, were notified yesterday that they will now have a chance to buy 2 tickets to the upcoming tour. Now, don't flood Ticketmaster wondering about this. Apparently, if you signed up for that, they will contact you if you are eligible for it. I don't know what makes you eligible for it, but they are contacting people who signed up for it. It's all supposed to start later on this month. Taylor Swift is coming to Soldier Field June 2nd and June 3rd. Now, if Marianne said, "Bob, let's go see Taylor Swift."
Oh, I'm there.
Soldier Field. Would you? You would definitely go to that.
Well, we went to one of her shows a while back. Yeah, terrific. I'm all over that.
She puts
that
on a big show, even at Soldier Field, even with all those people surrounding.
Well,
you?
I saw her in a big stadium. It was indoors, though. Yeah, no, I dig Taylor Swift.
All right.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Taylor. She's 33 today.
Bob Surratt, number one T-Swifter.
I'm a Swiftie. And on the other end of the birthday shout-outs today, Dick Van Dyke, 97.
Holy smokes. How about that?
At last report, he's still in good health, isn't he?
He's putting out these videos all the time of him dancing, tap dancing around his house,
and I love it.
Singing, he's he's just completely full of life. Happy birthday to him! That's fantastic.
And welcome to Chicago, I guess, for Janet Jackson coming up, huh?
Janet Jackson returning to her old stomping ground. She grew up in Gary, Indiana, of course. She has announced her first concert tour in 4 years, her 9th overall. It'll begin next spring and will be out at Tinley Park's Hollywood Casino Amphitheater on Saturday, May the 27th. Ludacris will be the opening act for that. General ticket sales begin Friday morning at 11 o'clock through LiveNation.com. If you are a City Card member, you can start buying your tickets this morning at 11 o'clock. I went to see her. I forget where. I think it was the United Center. I went, and there were a group of teenage girls sitting next to me, which always creeps me out. Like, you know, a grown adult man sitting next to a bunch of teenage girls. I feel it just feels wrong.
But that'll keep you young to do that.
Yeah, I shouldn't have wore a trench coat to this show.
God, that's nice.
These teenage girls did not stop screaming at the top of their lungs the entire show.
That may be a tad annoying.
Yeah. I'm glad they enjoyed it, but I'm just now getting hearing back in that
they
ear.
Didn't have to enjoy it that much.
Right.
And you've got a quick BTS item for us this morning, don't you?
Yes, we do. The BTS member who we all know, Jin is his name, J-I-N, has enlisted in the Korean military. I mean, they're, you know, one of the biggest groups in the world. But if you are from South Korea and you are, you know, able-bodied male between the ages of 18 and 28, you are required to serve in the military for at least 18 months, unless you're a big superstar, and then they defer you until you're 30 years old, which this guy, Jin, is. So he enlisted. He's going to do his service. Eventually, all of the members of BTS are going to do this, so they're sort of on hold for now. And representatives for the group say they plan on getting back together in 2025, once they've all completed their military service.
Apparently, all anybody wants is that Mariah Carey song. Well, most people, apparently, Dean.
That is, yeah, this is a love it or hate it song. There's no question about it. It is the number one song in America right now. For the fourth year, it is the number one song on the Billboard charts. It was first released in 1994. Been a Christmas favorite ever since then by some. It topped the charts in 2019, 2020, 2021, and yesterday hit the top of the charts of Billboard again. Last week alone, this song was streamed 36.2 million times. The only other Christmas song that even comes close, David Seville and the Chipmunks and the lovely Chipmunk song. That's our taste in Christmas music, everybody.
Hey, listen to this. At least three petitions on change.org seek to eliminate Mariah Carey's holiday hit. One is begging the FCC to ban it from radio, calling it the bane of shoppers, retail workers, and pedestrians.
And I think that may have been started by our own Larry Potash. here this morning. He's a hater on that song. He's definitely a hater on it. I like the song. It makes me feel good when I hear it.
I'm jealous that you got to talk to Cate Blanchett, because I've never interviewed her, but it seems to me she is the most down-to-earth, engaging, wonderful person ever.
Yeah, all of those things. And she very well may win Best Actress at the Oscars, you know, when it happens next year. She's got this new movie out that's called Tar, T-A-R, that is about a world-renowned conductor of the Berlin Symphony Orchestra. She is at the pinnacle of her life, the pinnacle of her career, and then suddenly everything starts to unravel. This is one of the most multi-level, nuanced performances I think I've ever seen. She is amazing, like she has been amazing so many other times, requiring both internal preparation, external preparation, learning another language. That's one of the things that we talked about, all of the work that she had to do to get ready to take on the role in Tar.
What would you say of the levels of preparation were most challenging for you in this?
I think the beginning, it was like looking up at Mount Everest thinking, I can never get there. But in a way, the film is about, it's a process film. It's about, the characters never arrive. They're always in the process of becoming or destroying themselves or, you know, and so I thought, well, I have to give into that. And it was very humbling, you know, how little I knew about the world in which these characters operate. You know, I'd learned the piano as a girl, but I'd always said I was going to learn it again, but now I really did have to pick it back up. You know, I hope that the audience's takeaway isn't the homework, because in the end, that stuff was just something that we had to do as actors so that people could totally believe that the characters had the unassailable right to be in these exalted positions that they were.
Yeah, she is amazing in this movie. Now, my fear is, you know, people are not going to theaters to see serious movies. You know, there's a whole list of really, really great movies making no money at the box office whatsoever. If you want to do yourself a favor, you know, it's a challenging movie to watch, but if you want to see a really compelling movie, it's Tar. It's in theaters. Right now, two-time Oscar winner Kate Blanchett.
Love her. Sounds like a great movie. What's today's celebrity real estate report?
Oh, I love this. I've got multiple listings for you today. We've got Ben Affleck, who has just listed his Los Angeles mansion for $30 million. Anybody interested in picking that honey up? We've got Trevor Noah, now that he's off The Daily Show, I guess he wants some new digs, selling his New York penthouse, 3,500 square feet, $13 million. Carol Burnett is selling her L.A. apartment in the Santa Monica Mountains, a bargain at only $4 million. And this listing actually breaks my heart. It is the five-bedroom home that was once owned by the late Betty White. She lived in this house for decades. The house was already sold over the summertime for $10 million. We have a picture up on the website of the house, the way that it looked when Betty lived there, and the way it is right now, which is a complete empty lot. They demolished the house. Hmm. There is only a fireplace that remains, a fireplace and a chimney. The property was sold as a teardown, so somebody bought it, and breaks my heart. They tore down Betty White's house.
How could they do that?
Tear down Betty White's house? Not right.
Oh, that's nasty. Finally, breaking WGN radio news.
Yeah, this is exciting. You hear Steve King and Johnny Putman frequently filling in here on WGN, but get ready for this. Steve and Johnny are going to be coming back to WGN Radio on a regular basis. They will be taking over the Sunday night shift starting on January the 7th. They are going to be doing the shift. Let me find my press release here. 9 p.m. I think it's 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. Does that sound right to you?
Hang on a second. Let me check.
Neither Bob nor I have our notes. No. I actually did have it handy here. I don't know what happened. I have it here in front of me. Yeah, they're going to be taking over 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. starting on January the 7th. Steve and Johnny back on WGN on a regular basis. They were the long, long, long running hosts of the overnight show for three decades here on WGN. And two of the nicest people that I've ever met in my life. When I first started at WGN, they offered to share my office with me, share their office. They said, you know, I didn't have any place to work. So they said, they gave me a key to their office. Here, we're not here during the day. Come in and use our office. Nobody does that.
Yeah. That's nice. And Steve, of course, he has the aluminum foil on the windows, just like Elvis. So, you know, you can get a nap in there easily.
It was a very dark room. I will say
all
that.
Right, well, there are zillions of nocturnal fans will be happy to hear that news. That's for
I think
sure.
I may have said the wrong night, but it's Saturday.
Saturday night.
Saturday nights starting on January 7th. 9 p.m. to 2 a.m., and I think they're going to be on with John Williams today.
Yes, they will.
At 11 yep. o'clock mm-hmm. to discuss it all with you.
Yep, and stay tuned. We might be announcing the return of Extension 720, hosted this time by John Records Landecker.
Wow, so, that'll be an interesting...
Keep an eye on that, intellectual. See if it materializes. Thank you, Dean.